see the lions?
We ain't got any lion. Yeah, we do have a lion, actually. Jimmy, you want to see a lion?
Yeah.
Yeah, come with me and put on this suit made of meat.
Excuse me, sir. The zoo's closed.
Yep. Hello, Graham. It's me. It's Howard Moon.
How do you know my name?
I know your name because you work here and I work here and we sort of use the same space and I see your face most days, so can you let me in, please?
I've never seen you before in my life. Now, would you like to walk away,
Graham,
please, sir?
Graham, I do not want to go through this again, okay? Every day I come in here, every day you fail to recognise me,
you've never
okay?
been here before in your life.
I work here!
Sir, I have a photographic memory, and believe me, I would remember
your,
that face.
A photographic memory?
Yes.
Well, look at my face.
Yes.
Do you not... Are you honestly saying you don't recognise me?
You may as well not have a head, sir, because I don't know who your face
look,
is.
Look! You took a picture of me!
Where?
It's on your booth!
Is that
there.
You?
That Polaroid!
That's never you!
That's me!
Look, sir, I've got a photographic
that
memory, I don't know if
me.
That was you.
That is me!
Well, who's that fella next to
That's
us?
That's you!
That's not me!
It's... What's
That's
the
me.
Matter with you?
Why did we take that?
I'm coming in now, okay?
You're not coming in, sir.
Graham, it's me. I'm coming in now.
Okay, turn around.
I'm coming
through. Face.
I'm coming through. I'm looking at you now.
You're not coming through.
I'm coming through.
You're not coming through.
I'm not getting my pass
sir,
out.
Sir, can I tell you something? What'll happen if you don't take your pass
I'm
out?
I'm not getting my pass
if
out
you
because
do not
it's humiliating.
Shush your lips up. If you don't show me a legitimate zoo identification, I'm entitled by Section 2, brackets, Clause 4, Paragraph 2 of the Bob Fossil Zoo Act to get my electrical baton out and twat you, close brackets.
Look, all I'm saying...
Ow!
Boring. Boring.
Coming up next, the world of Lee Mack.
Boring.
Color Boss the Crab.
Oh, I like this.
Realized his destiny was not on the land, but in the sea. The mighty ocean flowing on into the distance, beyond the horizon, where new dreams lay. Gesture of defiance and raised one shining claw to the sky, for he was Color Boss the Crab, master of the sea, child of the stars.
Hey Howard, how's it going? Do you mind?
Get your stuff
that.
And come on. We're on Night Watch. You shouldn't be watching TV. Get your stuff. Come on.
Oh, but Night Watch is so boring. Nothing ever happens.
What if the Phantom turns up? Come on.
Who?
The Phantom.
The Phantom?
The Phantom.
Who's he?
Who's he? Where have you been living for the last month? In a Chinese pipe. Come on. The Phantom has been stealing the animals from the zoo.
Oh, right.
Okay?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Come on.
But we've been out on Night Watch for a month. He's never shown up once.
That's because we've been on Night Watch for a month. Okay? It's a deterrent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we not go on Night Watch then?
What?
Stay and watch telly, not go on Night Watch, then he might
And then
turn
when he
up.
Turns up, what do we do?
Why are you all burnt?
I don't want to talk about it.
You look like a silhouette.
I don't want to talk about it. Get your stuff, come on, we'll start in the Moonlight World.
What, and he never ever recognises you?
No, every day I come here, and every day he fails to recognise me.
That's outrageous.
I'm the man who set this zoo up. Scrambled it together with my bare hands, you know, and made this place what it is. I should be recognised, if anyone.
You don't even know you are?
No.
Mind you are quite generic looking.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, just facially, you're a bit generic looking.
Facially, generic looking.
Well, no, I don't mean that in a bad way or anything.
What are you on about?
It's just that, you know, sometimes when you come towards me, it's like a sort of pink balloon on a suit.
How dare you say that about me?
Well, I mean, it's not a bad thing, you know, to be generic. I'm sure it's got its advantages. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm quite striking.
Something very wrong with you. You know that, don't you? There's such a thing as having too much going on in your face.
Yeah? Don't be ridiculous.
Too many things going on, but too busy.
Don't be ridiculous.
You're so vain. You're always preening yourself, aren't you?
What?
Always buffing yourself up. You aware of the myth of Narcissus?
What, that bloke that used to look in lakes?
Yeah. Well, he fell in one and drowned.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we've got mirrors now.
Well, you can fall into mirrors.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Oh, you know my Uncle Cedric?
Yeah.
He was very vain. Very vain.
Quite handsome.
He was very vain. I don't know if he was handsome, but he was always looking at himself in mirrors. And then one day, a load of ugly people just pummeled his face right in.
Really?
Yeah, just punched
it.
Couldn't stop punching, because they would punch. And then...
Well, just relentless.
Then they would, would get tired and stop. And then he would look up with his sort of... His eyes would still have a trace of handsomeness in them, you see? And he'd plead and they'd see
again.
That and they'd just straight back in and pummel him, to, you know, again.
No way.
15 years, constant pummeling. Never looked in the mirror again.
I'd better turn it down.
What?
Oh,
what are you doing?
God!
What are you doing?
Oh, God! Oh, God!